You're listening to a Health Shorts podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Have you ever realized that sometimes the state of mental peace and calm is only as far as uttering a two-letter word? Hi, welcome to Health Shorts in Focus, your weekly dose of wellness. This is our 25th episode, and I want to take this chance to give ourselves a little pat on the back for bringing wellness monologues week after week only for you. I am Radhika Bhirani, the editor of Health Shorts. And this time we are zooming in on the art and power of saying no. So hear me out and hear your inner voice. No. Yes, this is the simple but significant two-letter word that can be life-changing only if we use it as often as our head tells us to. But we are humans and we let our heart win, don't we? Well, think about it. When you find yourself saying yes a bit too often, don't you end up feeling overwhelmed, almost to the brink of not knowing where to begin? I do. To think about it, it mostly happens because I don't want to upset people around me. And that is where the problem is. Some of us are so inherently tuned in to try and build a world where people accept, like, and love us that we lose sight of what we really want to do. Turning down requests or invitations makes us feel guilty, or we overthink what others will say. So what happens next is we end up saying yes more often than no and land in a landfill of commitments. It so happened that after a buzzing last weekend, I received two midweek invitations. I readily said yes, but when the moment arrived, an alarm bell rang in my head. I consciously reminded myself of the likely repercussions: a late night outing, early morning, stress, accumulated workload, and fatigue. So these two times, I decided to ultimately say no. Yes, I found it hard and wondered what my friends would say. But for a change, I had decided to prioritize my own mental and physical health. Saying no may feel difficult for many reasons. For reasons unknown, actually, it is deeply rooted in societal expectations. And as women, I find that we are more conditioned than men to keep saying yes to everything and everyone, to prioritize the needs of others before our own. Otherwise, we may appear selfish or unemotional. This only gets worse from childhood to adulthood, and we keep finding it harder to turn down invitations, saying no to additional tasks at work, and even setting boundaries in relationships. After several years of being that person, I now feel that my worth isn't determined by whether or not I meet the expectations of others. It is about doing what makes my mind, body, and soul happier. Some people also go through the fear of missing out, or what the Gen Z calls FOMO. Most people don't want to miss social gatherings, which give them social media fodder for free. The sinking feeling of missing that excitement can drive them to overcommit on some days, not realizing that it will someday turn out as burnout. So how does one avoid it? How to inculcate the art of saying no without feeling guilty? We checked out some expert recommended tips to say no politely, firmly, and without feeling guilty. Let's focus. The first tip is to be self-aware. Make sure you identify your priorities, values, and limits. When on a given day, you understand what truly matters to you, saying no to anything that is not in sync with your goals or well-being will be easier. The second tip is to be assertive, not aggressive. When you decline requests or remind people of your boundaries, be honest and direct. Don't beat around the bush, over-explain, or apologize unnecessarily. Saying no has to be a response that doesn't always need justification. But that doesn't mean you choose an aggressive tone to communicate it. Be polite and assertive. It's as simple as that. The third tip is to clearly define your boundaries, whether it is limiting your availability at work, setting aside time for self-care, or declining social invitations. Set your boundaries and stick to them. Also, communicate them to your loved ones and colleagues rather than surprising them with your unavailability. The fourth tip is, when you can't help, suggest an alternative solution. Saying no, especially in a professional space, is not always about closing the doors to discussions. Try to suggest alternative solutions or ways to assist people instead of complete refusal to commit. Certain situations may require you to be a little flexible. Your smartness lies in identifying those situations and acting accordingly. The fifth and most important tip is to tell yourself that you cannot please everyone. Now, I found this fun quote recently, which read, "I cannot please everyone. After all, I'm not tequila." Well, some humor there. But to be serious, we ought to stop feeling bad about not being able to please everyone. So do yourself a favor and tell yourself this often. That's all on today's Health Shots in Focus podcast. I hope this monologue leaves you with an internal dialogue about the power of saying no. If you like this episode, please share it with your family members, friends, and colleagues. Continue to keep supporting us and tuning in for more wellness doses. Until then, take care and prioritize your mental well-being. This podcast episode is produced by Shruti Pal and edited by Amrinder Singh. This is Radhika Pirani signing off. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.